You're inside My Fixin' Up Life with Mark and Teresa. They're inside the kitchen today finding out what's cooking with popular Food Network host Mark Summers and his newest project, Restaurant Impossible. And the Weather Channel's health specialist, Dr. Anna Marie, is sharing how she made her dream for an eco-friendly and healthy kitchen possible with the latest in green home products. We've preheated the oven and are ready to serve up what's hot from the exclusive My Fixin' Up Life kitchen. Next on My Fixin' Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624. And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband.
Our fixed up house, we finished some projects, and my Fix It Up wife, Teresa.
Oh, yeah, we left our Fix It Up kids at home.
Oh, bye, kids. Well, I mean, I love you, kids.
One of my favorite times every week is to come and do this radio show with you, Mark, because it's like our little date.
You know, it's true.
It really is. We get to spend time together in a little room, well, with JT, and we get
actually, it's massively uncomfortable. I gotta let it out of the bag.
Should I put my shirt back on? I thought we were having a party.
So well, now we know JT parties without a shirt on. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, it really is. Mark and I are on a date, and then I don't know what JT's doing over there with his shirt off.
Yeah, we try to ignore
him. Please don't get
my
husband to do the same thing, though. No, it is nice. We get to spend time together and talk about all of the fun things in home improvement that we do and, you know, talk to other people about all week long and read about.
Yeah, and you could make the case that, like, we're faking it or whatever, but we're passionate about it.
We talk about this stuff all of the time.
Did we tell the story once on my Fix It Up Life when we're on our 1 minute vacation to the
beach?
We
did. Yeah. We went on a 24-hour vacation and we couldn't go more than a few hours without talking about home improvement. It snuck into the conversation. We didn't realize we were doing it until, well,
we were doing it.
We were in the middle of talking about a home under construction.
Are those 2x6 walls? What are there squash blocks underneath those I-joists? What? And then we looked at each other and said, what
are we doing? We're supposed to be on vacation.
So we're lucky that we have a date. We love each other.
Yeah.
And this is our job.
Yeah. And I'm very happy, too, that with all of the recent snow that we've gotten in the Philadelphia area, that you finished putting all those snow guards up on the roof.
Finished it about like a minute before it started to snow.
Yeah, one of the big snow that would happened in December.
Yeah, that was the big drop. And
the big drop.
Had we not had those snow guards installed, we would have had some issues because they really do hold the snow on the roof.
Yeah, snow guards are important, especially with the roof that we have, with is a synthetic slate tile.
Yeah, the DaVinci Roofscapes.
Yes, and you know, I think that the snow guards actually are kind of like jewelry on the roof. I think it really kind of makes it pretty.
You know, I noticed a couple times with them getting slightly covered with snow, that they also became, and they're attractive. They look great.
They are attractive.
Along with the DaVinci roof.
And in different lights and everything. It just really, and it makes our house pop.
It does. It really does. And the one thing, we have to change the subject, but the one thing that why snow guards are there is materials like DaVinci Roofscape or slate or other like steel roofs, they have no snow retention. Like a shingle, an asphalt shingle is coarse, it holds the snow on. These don't, so it slides off.
Exactly.
That's what snow guards are for.
Well, I want to compliment my son.
And I said this on the 10 show when we were on it. Evidently not my son.
Oh, I did. I said my son. And, well, Mark claims that he's his, you know, his son as well. But I don't know about that. We'll have to check his birth certificate. But my son wrote a very interesting blog recently. He's two. So guess who actually wrote it for him. But he responded to one of Mark's reviews of the Werner Rolling Scaffold.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a model number associated with it.
I don't know it off the top of my head.
But we've had a rolling scaffold in our projects. We've been using this, well, I don't know, forever.
Oh, we've had it for years.
Yeah. We use it for everything from hanging our tool belts by the chimney with care every year.
To hanging crown molding and doing anything from attic stairs to remodeling our porch.
And it's really handy. It's a really handy tool because you don't have to keep setting up your ladder everywhere you go.
Yeah, you have lateral motion.
So that was basically Mark's review. And then Jack did a review of the rolling scaffold. And he compared it not to a regular ladder, but he compared it to
the Little Giant Select Step step ladder.
Yes, exactly. And they're both on wheels,
which he loves.
Which he loves. That's one of his favorite features of any tool, is that they have wheels.
Yes. Anything. And if it had an internal combustion engine, it would be even better.
Well, yeah. And if it made some kind of noise, any noise, it would be even better as well. So that's on our website. And Lexi just wrote a new blog, too, I wanted to share about how to decorate a Barbie house.
Yeah, she loves that.
She does. She got a new dream home, and she's, you know, very excited about how she's decorated everything and named all the different rooms. It's very cute. And recently, Mark and I saw the new pajama jeans on TV.
More time has been spent than I care to talk about discussing the difference between pajama jeans and jeggings.
Exactly.
Which I don't even want to know why I know that.
Well, what is the difference, Mark? What did I say?
I have no idea. And I say more time was spent because all of a minute was spent on it.
Really?
We're going to have to get back to this gripping conversation when we come back after the break on My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. Inside My Fix It Up Life, inside our kitchen show.
Inside our kitchen show.
Is it really a kitchen show?
Well, yeah.
It's a lot of kitchen stuff. I don't want to call it a kitchen show.
It really is. It's all about what's cooking in the kitchen.
We cooking stuff?
We are. I've got something on the burners right now. Preheat in the oven. There's cookies coming out in a minute.
Speaking of cookies...
Leads us into our Fix It Up Finds.
Oh, I wanted to go into the Fix It Up Finds.
I have to say that for the holidays, I got a new kitchen gadget. It's a circular saw pizza cutter, but I didn't use it for pizza. Oh, no. It's called the Pizza Boss 3000. But I used it for cutting, like, sheet cookies for the holidays. And it actually is a great tool for cutting that kind of thing, like brownies or something like that. Because it actually provides
An edge guide. An edge guide. The side of it is straight.
Exactly. So it's really an awesome tool for doing that. And you can get that at Worldwide Fred. And I went on worldwidefred.com.
Whatever that is, it's got to be good.
They also offer really cute things like Ninja Breadmen. So, like, instead of gingerbread men, they have Ninja Breadmen cookie cutters. They have a chew driver, which is 3 magnetic utensils snapped securely into a tool-style handle that can be changed at will, which is very cute for kids. And then a doormat that's actually a finish line. So, like, when you're getting home, you, like, cross the finish line into your house.
That's pretty nice.
Isn't that cute?
That's pretty nice.
And, you know, it's pretty cool stuff, I have to say. So, worldwidefred.com. Check it out.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff.
Oh, I've got more.
Adding a little adventure to the Fix It Up Finds, we bring to you a special guest. Teresa.
Oh, keep your seatbelt fastened on your bar stool, Mark, because I was looking at DIY Network. They have this Man Cave Must, 30 ways to outfit your space. You have to check it out at DIYnetwork.com. And my favorites were that they made bar stools out of kegs.
I think I saw that one.
You did?
I don't know. It rings a bell, but maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe it hasn't been on yet.
And tables out of tires.
I swear I saw it.
Like, if it's a man, if it's like a masculine thing that you associate, they like use that to make everything on Man Cave. So if you are, you know, creating a man's space or just trying to make a statement in your kitchen, you should go and check out the Man Cave Must. Definitely.
Yeah, right. And if you also want a bar stool you can't move, make it out of a keg and a truck tire.
Well, I'm sure the keg is empty.
They're still not light.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You can make a table out of it.
I wonder if they swivel.
I don't know what they did.
They probably don't swivel.
I don't know. We'll have to get Tony Siragusa on here so he can tell us what they did.
Well, on the other end of the spectrum, Mark.
Oh, here we go. Try to follow it, everybody.
I'm excited, you know, that we live in the Northeast because Kimberly-Clark has released the Scott Naturals tube-free bath tissue. Tube-free.
It's like back in the day when Pizza Hut reinvented pizza when they put cheese in the crust.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big game changer.
Game changer.
Paradigm shift.
Tube-free. And, you know, the tube has been a part of the toilet paper roll for more than, what, 100 years? 100 years. It's true. And you know what is really cool about the tube being removed from the bath tissue?
Well, you're going to get me rolling on the waste stream and the amount of materials
consumed. From Kimberly-Clark, they released this. U.S. households use an estimated 17 billion bath tissue tubes annually, which is the equivalent to 160 million pounds of waste.
One bath roll tube at a time?
Which is equal to the weight of more than 250 Boeing 747 airliners.
That's just inconceivable.
Yeah. And even though you can recycle them, most people don't. And they did Scott Naturals did a survey, and they said, they surveyed 1,000 people, and they said over 85% said that they throw out the tube with the rest of the trash. So this is a really cool thing for the waste stream. You love trash.
I love trash. And that's a good segue, too, for a little tip that most paper recyclers accept paper board. So it's great to recycle your newspaper and office paper, but you can also recycle newspaper the toilet paper roll and cereal boxes. Easy for me to say.
Well, yeah,
stuff
I have
like
one,
that.
I have one more thing to say, darling. Since we're in the bathroom, I want to talk about wind. The Empire State Building is going greener with wind power. They're going through a multi-million dollar green renovation, and they're going to buy 100% wind power from Texas-based Green Mountain Energy Company. And they say that the company estimates that the carbon dioxide reduction is the equivalent of nearly every house in New York State turning off their lights for a week or planting 150,000 trees, which is six times the number in Central Park.
Bring it.
Is that amazing?
Bring it. The wind energy thing, it takes big players.
Does it blow you away?
It takes big players like that to get these things traction.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And even here in Philadelphia, we've learned recently that one of the big stadiums, Lincoln Financial Field, has all kind of green array of stuff there to power the stadium.
Yes. Well, you love stadiums, too, just because of the patterns in the grass. Talking about green stuff.
Are you talking about green stuff? I realize it's the dead of winter, but I love mowing lawns.
And I love the patterns that you come up with. I look forward to it every spring. You know, you do different kinds of patterns in the grass, and I think it's beautiful. I'm just waiting for the day that you actually kind of, like, make my name out of it or a big heart in the lawn.
We need a bigger lawn. There's only so much I can do.
Really?
Yeah, well, to do those kinds of things.
Maybe if you use Jack, our 2-year-old's mower, and you put the striper on his little toddler mower.
Yeah, the little gumballs inside
radius.
It popping around won't do much for cutting the grass.
No.
Yeah, you got to shorten the grass while you're there.
Okay, well, you know, I guess lawnmowers have to be functional as well.
Yes, they do, and we actually ended the season last year with a review that I'm almost done with, of a Troy-built lawnmower.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3-in-1. It mulches, it side discharges, and rear bagger, and it's really a nice lawnmower.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't quite have enough time with it, so.
Now, does the striper attach to that easily?
I don't know, because I didn't attach it.
Ooh, that's going to be a key part of the review for me. You have to make sure that, you know, it works for cutting the lawn, but also that it makes our lawn beautiful.
Yes, I'll get back to sculpting the grass after the winter and I guess after this break. How about that?
We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
I've been wasting time.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and you're back inside with a small announcement.
Really?
Every time I hear Tim Williams sing so wonderfully, I hate him a little more.
You really do?
The jealousy is just...
Well, he's handsome, too. And he's young.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't see Tim at his next, what does he do?
Gig?
Concert? Gig? Whatever he does. Yeah, that's because he's in a ditch in my backyard.
Really?
Yeah, I'm small-minded. It's just, I'm petty.
Oh, I love Tim, and I won't ever let him do anything, any harm to you.
Oh, that's just my way of
saying. And he's a newlywed, too. I don't think that his wife would like that very much.
Whatever.
But we're in the kitchen right now, and I'm very excited to talk to our special guest, who does a forecast for health reports 50 times a week it airs.
Oh, she's all over the place on the
Weather Channel. Can you imagine 50 times a week?
Dr. Anna Marie is everywhere on the Weather Channel. And she's also doing a greenovation, which is what she's here to talk about with us.
And are you there, Doctor Anna Marie?
I am, Teresa.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I was just saying, fortunately, those segments on the Weather Channel are pre-taped, or I wouldn't be able to be around the whole country. I would not be able to keep up with my own schedule. But thank you for the wonderful introduction. It's actually how I found my Greenovation project. I was filming in Central Florida 2 years ago when I basically came across this farm, and it simply stole my heart.
Oh,
wow. Are you from Central Florida, or were you living somewhere else?
Actually, my home base, I grew up in Reading, Pennsylvania. My home base, my post-production facility, is actually based in Baltimore. And I always had a special place for Florida in my heart. My parents bought a home in Central Florida when I was 6 years old. My first official job was in the file room, and one of my side jobs was taking mug shots. I worked for the Orange County Sheriff's Department my senior year, my summer of my senior year in high school.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, so Florida always had a very special, you know, place in my heart. You know, a lot of great memories with my family at Disney World. And I was actually in Florida filming for the Weather Channel. I also basically volunteer with a fabulous reading program that's nationwide but headquartered in Florida. It's the Black Stallion Literacy Foundation. We use the classic children's books of Walter Farley and The Magic of Live Horses to get kids inspired to more, you know, love to read and learn to read, but more importantly, love to read. And it was the president of our literacy program that said, "Hey, Doc, let's go horseback riding in the Ocala National Forest," and came out upon this rolling 23 rolling acres and a farm that just kind of was locked, you know, 40 years ago. It was an abandoned farm. The folks that built it back in the 70s passed away. So it sat empty for about 10 years. So if you can imagine, I was presented with a very, very Brady-like home. Actually, Brady, or more, remember that TV show, The Golden Girls?
Oh, yeah.
It was that kind of home.
No, I'm too young for that, Dr. Amorant.
Still has the original discount store curtains on the wall and a very, very utilitarian small kitchen. With a laundry room on the one side of the kitchen, and Rick Cacavello, our kitchen designer, we came to the conclusion that I probably could have won the ugliest kitchen in the country award if I would have entered that contest.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And you brought that kitchen back to life using all kinds of green products and techniques. Isn't that right?
Well, you know, exactly. You know, Terra Verde is a greenovation. I said my theory is don't just renovate, greenovate, and that's my topic at the International Builder Show next week. But, you know, I went into this project. You know, the house had to be renovated, and people always say, you know, why didn't you just knock it down? Well, the house had good bones. The kitchen had good bones. It was a small kitchen, but on the other side of the kitchen, if you could picture this, you know, Florida and the older homes, they had like these lanai areas. So on the other side of this pass-through window in the kitchen was this nice sort of outdoor kitchen, a sitting area, a lanai area. So we recycled 555 concrete blocks. We took that wall down, and I gave Rick Cacavello, our kitchen designer, a couple challenges because I went into this property, and it's a long story, but I know we're focusing on the kitchen, but, you know, I wanted to make this house eco-friendly, energy-producing, sustainable, and ultimately I want to be a healthy home. You know, the house, we heat the house and cool the house from the ground up with geothermal, LED lighting throughout the home, you know, solar hot water heater, you know, the backside of my barn, 7.5 kilowatts of solar laminate runs the energy for the house and barn. And I didn't want to drop the ball in the inside because there's all these green, you know, energy efficient, energy producing projects out there. I like to call Terra Verde a high performance healthy home because when it came to the inside of the home, the kitchen really is the wow factor. And, you know, I really, because, you know, the center of living, lifestyle, the kitchen really is the center of the home. So I wanted to produce a kitchen that, you know, I said to Rebecca Bell, this is what I want. I want it to be not only a sustainable kitchen, I want you to basically make sure that this kitchen is going to last a lifetime. So I want quality products. I don't want to end up in a landfill. I want this home, no matter what family is in it, this home is going to, you know, be sustainable. Resource-wise, I definitely knew I wanted, you know, products that were going to be basically from recycled content, you know, recycled glass countertops, you know, post-consumer, 100% post-consumer glass tiles. When it came to the cabinetry, this was a toughie because we went through a couple cabinetry companies that said, your house is in hot and humid Florida, Doc. Why do you want cabinets with no added urea formaldehyde added to the glues? We cannot stand behind that. And Rick Cacavello found me a company right up, you know, right there in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, Holiday Kitchens. And, you know, I spoke to them on the phone, told them what our goals were, and they basically created some beautiful cabinets that my center island is made out of, an enchanting story, is made out of coconut palm. These trees, when they become, you know, dormant, no longer produce fruit, they're usually burned. And Holiday Kitchens takes coconut palm and turns it into some downright gorgeous-looking cabinetry.
Wow.
So that's my center island, and no added urea formaldehyde to the glues. All natural finishing rubs. I chose linseed. And then when it comes to, like, the sort of the surrounding cabinetry around the central island, the perimeter, we chose a solid caramelized bamboo, which, of course, replenishes itself very quickly. And, again, no added urea formaldehyde and natural finishing rubs. So no off-gassing. So if anybody has any sort of breathing sensitivities or any sort of allergies or just wants to have a healthy indoor air quality, because my theory is, guys, If you're not going to go green for the planet, if you're not going to go green for the energy savings, then gosh darn it, go green for the health of your family.
Well, that is so important. It really is.
Yeah,
it means so people are very floored when they come in and see the kitchen because it is downright gorgeous. It's very, green can be gorgeous, and I think we've proved that at the Terra Verde.
Well, you have a website too about your home renovation.
Actually, it's TerraVerdeTV.com. Mm-hmm. So Terra, which means land, Verde, which means green, and then TV.com. And I'm very proud. Actually, we're going to be we're following the transformation of my kitchen and the entire home on my half-hour Better Living show, which is YourLifeTV.com. And every week, people come in project by project, room by room. The kitchen, because the kitchen was very extensive, you know, from the cabinetry, the countertops, again, the home. We did Cree LED lighting throughout the home. 10 watts a pop, and, you know, people, again, you know, when it comes to LED lighting, people think, ah, it's an ugly bluish light. Well, Cree makes a CR6 light that is a natural daylight white light that's downright gorgeous and dimmable, and so the house is, you know, and we did all this great, you know, the other thing that was really pretty was the cabinetry. We did all this accent bullet lighting. American Lighting does these accent lights. So, you know, the inside of the cabinetry, the perimeter, you know, people, you know, it's like a light show because inside each cabinet we have these 1 watt LED lights that really shows off the aluminum frame. It shows off the wood. It's just it's a pretty kitchen. I just sit back now and people just if you guys are at IBS, you need to stop by and see our presentation because Rick Cacovello and the Holiday Kitchens team did a great job in regards to taking a very utilitarian kitchen and making it actually a great space. Because, you know, when I went into this kitchen, I'm one of those people that, you know, it's very inspirational space because I don't really like to cook.
Oh.
I even hate saying that. I keep teasing Rick Cacovello. I say, you got to come here and teach me how to cook. But actually, it's such a neat space now. It's truly a professional kitchen space that I've actually made my first meal in there recently. I did a pork loin with a blueberry balsamic vinegar sauce. And I was like, wow, I did that. I think it was the kitchen. I think the kitchen did it for me.
It really is true. When you make a space, it can inspire you. And you can then do more things. It kind of, you know, takes away all of the, you know, I wish I would have had this for my home or my living room has this. I don't want that. And when you have it just so, you're inspired and you're freed up to be able to be creative.
Yeah, and on a more utilitarian note, when all the burners on your stove come on, which is where we started our kitchen renovation. Yeah, and cabinets that open and close, drawers that shut, doors that operate. And
well, you know what?
It's refreshing.
One thing I did, which, you know, I'm not sure if you guys, I'm sure you guys probably have hit on this in the past, but this is the first time I ever worked with an induction stove. I worked with Electrolux, and the one thing I wanted to really do was do an induction stove. Because people said, Anna Marie, once you go, you know, induction, you're going to love it. And, you know, my favorite little kind of thing I always do, besides the fact you could boil water so quickly, I love boiling the pot of water and then taking the $100 bill and, because it's, you know, just a drama, you know, the whole drama of it all, and a dollar doesn't seem to cut it. But if you take a $100 bill and stick that between the induction surface and the boiling pot of water, and it doesn't heat up or burn, people are just like, wow.
Oh, that's a good party track. We'll have to use that.
We just need that element to the kitchen.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to do that at our next party, which we're going to have to talk about during our break, which we're taking right now. And we'll see you on the other side with more of My Fix It Up Life.
Finding reason to moron as precious time goes by.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at books stores nationwide.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my handsome husband, Mark.
Yeah, loving it. Yeah, you keep telling me I'm good looking.
I do. I tell you you're good looking all the time.
I'm lucky, man. I married way, way up.
You did?
Yeah.
I like to hear that. It's kind of nice. But I don't agree. I don't agree. I think, you know, it's a partnership, darling.
Well, that's good. I go to the gym a lot now.
You've been going to the gym for like a week.
That's a lot.
That's a lot more than you did last year, that's for sure.
100% more than last year.
That's one of the benefits of kids growing up is that we can actually start to get back to things that we used to do.
That's right.
Staying healthy is one of them. And, you know, we have a very special guest on the line.
We do have a special guest on the line. A guy's kind of an entertainment industry superman.
He's everywhere. Really is. And we met him on the 10 show in Philadelphia. Mark Summers, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Hey, there he is, the elusive Mark Summers, everybody.
We invited you on our show to talk about your new show, Restaurant Impossible, and this is kind of in the theme of Interview Impossible right now.
This is Phone Call Impossible.
You're right on the money on that. Yeah, we have a new show launching on Food Network on January 19th called Restaurant Impossible, somewhat of a spinoff of Dinner Impossible with Robert Irvine, where Robert goes into a restaurant that has one foot in the grave, has $10,000 in 48 hours to try and turn it around and save the place. We've shot 7 of these, and boy, talk about stress. We try to do reality that is true reality as opposed to some of the stuff that's currently on television. And so when Robert walks in, like on Dinner Impossible, he didn't know what the task was, and he had to figure it out on the spot. And the first time he walks in these restaurants is truly the first time, and he has to try and figure out decor-wise, menu-wise, personnel-wise, how to fix things and make them happen. And, you know, to shoot literally 3 days in a row to make this happen, we get there as a production company a day before Robert gets there to interview some of the people to find out some of the backstory. And then when Robert walks in on his first day, it's up to him to get caught up to speed and figure out how to do this in 2 days. And it's been fun. It's been entertaining. And hopefully people will watch it and like it.
Well, we're definitely planning on watching it. And one of the reasons is because Tanya Nayak, we've had on our show a few times.
Twice, yeah.
Yeah, who was talking about it a month ago when she was on our show?
I think so. I'm not so much with the time.
And is she one of the people in the team that's helping make over the restaurant?
Right. We've used three different designers, and she is one of them that it's just spectacular. Tanya has done a lot of TV on the HGTV. And, it's tough to come in and do that. I mean, it's not normal. If you've ever had anything done by a, designer, you know it takes them days to figure out what it is they want to do, and then they have to figure out from there, you know, where they're going to get it. It takes weeks and months to do what they want. And so this is not that situation. She has to figure out how is she going to get stuff built, or can she go to a Home Depot kind of place, and will they have enough carpet tile, or will they have a fixture, or will they have, you know, whatever it is she's looking for, plus the budget. You know, you look at some of these restaurants that need overhauls, you would need six figures. So to only have a limited budget of $10,000 shows how skillful Tanya and the other designers on our show are.
Wow.
Wow. Now, you guys, as a production crew and as the on-camera folks, you must be up around the clock for 3 days.
Yeah, it's pretty exhausting. We are. We try and work on shifts. And everybody gets 2 or 3 hours of sleep, but for the most part, we're all up and at it. And that's the other thing. People get edgy, shall we say, as we move into our second day when there hasn't been much sleep and the food's been non-existent because we're worried about getting camera shots and making sure that the story is being told. So, yeah, it's quite an exhausting experience, but hopefully worth it. And as I say, it's Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock starting January 19th, 7 weeks in a row, and, you know, hopefully the folks who are listening to your kind station will turn this on and see, what the sample is like, and they'll stick around.
Well, I hope so, too. And, you know, you are a food guy, and you have a background in magic, and you were on Nickelodeon. A lot of people grew up with you, watching you on Double Dare, too. You've been everywhere. Mark was talking about, where aren't you before you came on the show today?
That's the question. Where aren't you? And the answer was on the phone with us.
That's right. That was the answer. Yeah, I was at Nickelodeon from 86 to 94. Then I moved over to Lifetime and did a couple of talk shows. Then I was on the History Channel for a while doing a show called History IQ. And I started producing in my Nickelodeon years. Nothing I ever actually searched out, but it sort of found me. And I'm now probably 50% in front of the camera and 50% behind. We're in our 11th year of Unwrapped, and we're shooting specials now for the upcoming year. And we have done Dinner Impossible, Restaurant Impossible, and another show called Food Feuds. And, you know, I do my, the three of us got together on a 10 show here in Philly last week of December and had some fun. I still do The View from time to time. And, you know, I'd probably come over and wash your car if you want me to do that a little bit later as well.
I would love that. But more than that, we've got kids. And, well, we always need help with them, I have to say. And how good are you with tools? You said you weren't so good on the 10 show, but I don't really buy it.
I'm really not handy. My wife will tell you that, you know, it always costs us more money to fix things after at least I attempt now. I never used to attempt because I was always scared I would screw it up. Now I attempt, I screw it up, and we still have to fix it. But I just don't have that gene to, you know how to do it. In fact, I will tell you that the way I learned magic was by my 7th grade shop teacher. And he basically said, I will give you a C if you don't show up. I mean, that was kind of our deal. That's the only reason I got through is because of my magic association with him. But I don't know what it is. I just can't. I tried to join the Navy, and I was in for 28 days but got thrown out for bad knees. But I scored in the low 10% in the nation with mechanical reasoning. So, I mean, whatever it is, I just don't have it, you know?
Oh, wow.
That's
funny. Is your wife handy?
Oh, she's fantastic. In fact, we were married our first year, and I'm sort of a neatness freak, and I was, this is the shot, I had an apron on, washing the dishes, and my wife was in the kitchen with a screwdriver taking the vacuum cleaner apart because it wasn't working, and I looked at it and I said, what's wrong with this picture? So thank God one of us is, and it's her, not me.
Oh, that's great.
Well, I have to say that every woman would love to see their husband in an apron washing the dishes. That is like, that's sexy. I have to say, being a married woman.
I actually like cleaning up, and I'm actually a pretty good cook, not as good as my wife, but I'm pretty good at that. And so it's a good team. She makes a mess, and I clean it up, and you know, she's not afraid to tackle things, and I think it's all about fear. You're either, you know, comfortable jumping in the water and trying this stuff, or you're not, and for whatever reason. My dad worked all the time and never taught me how to do any of this stuff, and I guess that makes a big difference as well.
Well, maybe, maybe not. I kind of attacked it with my bicycles when I was a kid. I was just somehow felt like taking them apart for whatever reason, and it was sort of a tab A, slot B from there, but a question that I had about Restaurant Impossible, or as my father-in-law would say, Restaurant Impossible, is where did you shoot that?
Where did we shoot it?
Yeah, like what part of the country?
We were all over the place. We shot one in Mystic, Connecticut. We shot one just not far from Philly in Delaware. We shot one in New Jersey. We shot one in St. Louis. So all over the country. We send out email notices and get articles in the newspaper saying we're looking for failing restaurants, and people find us, and then we have to go do a scout and make sure that there's enough dynamics going on, that the restaurant is as bad as they say it is. And also the owners must be dynamic. If you have sort of a wimpy person who's not going to be good on camera and is not going to spar well with Robert, then that's not going to make for a good show. But if they're, you know, there's a lot of people in the restaurant business who shouldn't be, who are pompous, think they know a lot, and don't. And so that makes for good television when Robert tells them they don't know what the heck they're doing. So that's kind of, we still got to do TV, and those are the things we look for.
Now, is any day ever similar to the last day in your life? It sounds like every day is an adventure.
I have the greatest life in the world. I cannot believe I've gotten paid to do what I love. I've never felt I've worked a day in my life between, you know, producing and hosting. And, you know, throughout my life, I've flown with the Blue Angels. I've thrown the first pitch out at a Red Sox game. You know, I've had many opportunities just because, you know, I've been on TV. So it's a charmed life. I'm thankful. And anybody in this business who complains, I don't have time for it. It's just the best way to make a living in the world.
Now, with being on Food Network, do people who come over to your home for the first time expect you to prepare, like, the most wonderful gourmet meal?
Well, you know, I'm the only guy on the network who has no culinary background at all. So there is, through osmosis, some expectation that I actually know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And because I've been lucky enough to hang out with, you know, Bobby Flay and Mario Batali and Pietti and Rachel and some of those other folks, I've learned through osmosis I can't hold a candle to any of those people. Those people are brilliant chefs. I'm certainly not. But I've been educated, and so I'm probably a better person in the kitchen than I was when I started there 11 years ago.
Now, did they invite you over for dinner parties?
I've been lucky enough to been, you know, I was just over at Mark Guthrie's house here in Philadelphia for Christmas Eve dinner, Seven Fishes dinner, which was like dying and going to heaven. And yes, I have been invited to, you know, openings and little special parties of all these people. And that's why I look as heavy as I do, because the food is so amazing and I have a hard time saying no. And, you know, you figure it's an opportunity. Some of the best chefs in the world, you got to go for it.
Oh, yeah. I'm really jealous.
Gotta live.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. You gotta live.
You do, but your humility and genuineness is, one, palpable, and two, really endearing. You know, you could get away with being a jerk, and you're not.
That's actually a really big compliment.
I'm really a golden rule guy. I want to treat people the way I'd want to be treated. You're not special because you're on television or in the entertainment business. I really hate those show business, you know what, who, you know, feel that they're special and need to be catered to. It's like, hey, man, no big deal. You know, you're on TV, so what? Yeah. You know, there are people who cure cancer and, you know, do important things. Like, how about teachers? They do certainly more important stuff than I've ever done in my life. So, you know, you got to look at things in proper perspective.
Mark, we've got to have you back on again. You're fabulous. But in the meantime, we're hard against a break. So we will see you next on My Fix It Up Life.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
I've been wasting time.
And we're not wasting time at all at My Fix It Up Life.
No, we're not wasting a minute. We're in the last segment of the show. We're going to talk very quickly, like game show host and those legal disclaimer guys.
What, are you trying to like pick up the vibe from Mark Summers?
He didn't speak really that quickly.
No, he didn't, but he has been a game show host. He's been a correspondent for the news. He's been on Oprah. He's on Food Network. He's everywhere.
Maybe that's why I said game show host, because maybe that was
You're
on my mind.
You're feeling the vibe.
I meant the disclaimer guy. And I had to go through the game show host filter.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to a picture of my mind.
Anyway, well, I'm very excited because we have a new friend of the show, Real Outdoor Living.
We sure do.
And I love Real Outdoor Living because it's all about real wood.
I love and have loved for my whole career building stuff out of pressure-treated lumber.
Well, how can you be a carpenter and not love wood? I don't know. You just can't.
I don't know. Maybe some people don't, but I do.
Well, one of my favorite things about Real Outdoor Living is that we're going to be doing a contest with them.
This is going to be one of the awesomest My Fix It Up Life things going.
And I'm so super excited about this contest. And it's not going to open yet, so just like...
So don't enter.
So get poised, get ready to get excited about it. But we're designing the ultimate kids play structure.
That's right. The ultimate, you build it.
Yeah, well, we're going to build a kit, and then you can enter online to win the kit to build. And it'll be a custom-built My Fix It Up Life play structure.
Yes, it will.
I'm so excited about
it. And we're going to build one, and then we're going to replicate that for you.
Yes, we're going to build one, and we're going to do a video. So there will be a how-to video on how to do it if you want to replicate it in your house. If perchance you might not be the winner, it could happen.
That's right.
It could happen.
You learn how to do it. You might win the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? You might win us coming over to your house and staying there for 3 weeks.
Maybe Mark will go and stay at your house for 3 weeks, but not me. But we're going to field test this play structure with our own kids, too.
That's right.
Definitely. That's a very cool thing. I love play structures.
Oh, I seriously can't wait to build this. Since we found out about that we're going to be doing this, I've been thinking about it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun project.
Well, it's one of those places where we can let our imaginations run wild because we're not as encumbered by, like, you know, having to put the plumbing here or, you know, wires have to go there and you have to be all... But you can play with it, with the play structure. So
that's right.
Be safe, but we can still play.
Oh, this thing's going to be bomb-proof.
It will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark... Yeah.
It's just not going to be one of those rickety things in your backyard after...
Oh, no.
Made out of pressure treated, and it's going to have all the construction details that will make it easy to build, but rock solid.
Well, and something else that is fun to build is the Pinewood Derby.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The Lowe's stores are now having clinics on the weekends.
They have teamed up with Dremel to do Pinewood Derby Clinic. So, and they're also going to have discounts on Dremel tools, by the way.
They really?
Yeah.
Really? Pinewood, that's a really cool thing. And our nephews, Eric and Mark, participate every year with the Boy Scouts.
That's why I got kind of jazzed up about this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, that and the sort of the cultural hole in our digital world where there just aren't enough kids out in the garage taking the lawnmower apart anymore.
You want all the kids to leave the house right now and go and pick apart their parents' lawnmower?
Why do you have to be so literal?
Is this a call to the Fix It Up Nation for all little boys and girls to go out and take apart the lawnmowers?
I think we could get sued for that.
I think we could too.
Or taking your bike apart or figuring out how things work in real time. Playing a video game is fun. Playing on your iPhone's fun. Whatever. But it's digitized. Stuff, you know, it's where the rubber meets the road, baby. With the Pinewood Derby car, do they have rubber wheels?
I
never had one.
I don't think so. I never made a Pinewood Derby car, but I did. It went in engineering class in high school. I had to make a car, but it was, you know.
Yeah, okay. This is one of Teresa's gripping here's how smart I am stories.
Not how smart I am.
Yeah, and when I was in Einstein
I also made
class,
a radio in high school, too.
Yeah.
AM.
Yeah, it's going to be a solar panel power green. It ran on garbage.
It ran on the beat of my heart.
Oh.
Well, you know, Dremel, we are giving away a 3-tool custom Dremel tool pack at My Fix It Up Life. And you can go online and you can vote for who is going to win. I'm so excited to find out who's going to win. There's still a week left that you can vote.
Yeah, people are all over this, too.
Because we're giving away a Dremel Trio, a Dremel 8200, and a cordless Multimax oscillating tool with universal adapter, and these 3 tools are not ever put together.
No,
in
this
a pack.
Is this is a custom My Fix It Up Life 3-pack.
Custom 3-pack. I'm pretty psyched to find out who's going to win. There have been a lot of votes, and the last winner of our free stuff contest, Jill had more than 2,000 votes, I think.
Bring it on.
Yeah, so you have to get a lot of votes, I think, to win this Dremel.
Well, exactly. And to just do a completely ham-handed segue, it's still winter. We're still getting weather that has snow in it. And we just published a little article at AOL's DIY Life about what to do after it snows.
Oh, yeah. The editor over at DIY Life asked us, so after you shovel your walk, what do you do? What else do you have to think about after a snowstorm?
Right. And that's actually a really good question. And the first thing that came to mind is if you haven't already shut your pipes off, your outside garden hose stuff, 12 inches of snow on the ground is a pretty good signal that it's going to be freezing. So go shut those off before they burst.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them burst. You don't want to know. You just don't want to know. Water's spraying out. It forms an ice sculpture, and it gets bigger the longer the water runs.
Sounds beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Actually kind of romantic.
Beautifully expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So shut your water off, and shut it off on the inside, wherever the shutoff valve is in your house, and then go outside and open the spigot and take the hose off.
Yes.
Yes, and I'm making twisting motions with my hand here.
Like everyone can see you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay, Fantasy Mark.
What other tips do you have, Mark?
Well, as far as after the shoveling goes, after the shoveling is the work is totally minimized if you get on the snow as quickly as you can, because the sun is your best friend. Usually after a snowstorm, at least where we live, it goes up above freezing. So get the walks and driveway and sidewalks shoveled as fast as you can, and let the sun get to work. But if you do use like a salt kind of product or similar, Blizzard Wizard is one that I saw. Driveway Heat's another one. Use that sparingly because it's not friendly to plants. You can actually corrode concrete with
it. Does it say that on the package?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is one of those famous things where people are like, I'm not reading the instructions. What do I need instructions for?
Well, you know, you want to clear off your sidewalks, but you also want to make sure that in come springtime when you want all your flowers to bloom, that everything comes back and that you have a gorgeous lawn then too.
Yeah, exactly. It's a chemical reaction, so just use it sparingly.
Yeah. What else do you have, Mark?
The other one is, this is a great one. You know, the mailman, the letter carrier code, come sleet and hail and freezing rain and dark of night, will not stay these couriers from their appointed rounds. Hey, I did pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. You know what will stay them from getting out of their truck is a snowbank in front of your mailbox.
Yeah.
You got to dig it out. If you have in a neighborhood where they drive the truck, you have to dig out the snowbank. They won't get out.
And speaking of snowbanks, too, it's just really important to be mindful of little creatures, pets in the neighborhood, and children. If you might not be able to see them past snow. So when it does snow, be extra, extra careful backing out of your driveway or making a turn into someone's driveway.
Right. Well, I like to combat park before a snowstorm.
So Combat park, Mark. Really?
Yeah, learned that from Special Forces friend of the show.
Uh-huh.
Can't say who he is.
Well, yeah, because he's Special Forces. You want to reveal his identity.
Maybe we'll reveal his identity on next week's show.
Really? So I think in the meantime, everyone should go and send us an email at info@myfixituplife.com with their home improvement questions.
Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Send us your home improvement questions, your home improvement triumphs.
Watch our videos on YouTube. Download podcasts of this My Fix It Up Life show on iTunes.
Call us at 888-710-5557.
Or what else should everyone do, Mark?
They should have a great Fix It Up Life week of their own.
And
we'll see you next week
on My Fix It Up Life.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.